Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
There, well, you sip it. Don't chug it.
Jeez,
it's absinthe.
I know. I just went, sure.
You know, that bottle is 150 years old.
Are you going to finish it?
Well, can't return it now that I opened it.
Well, I mean, no, you're going to finish the glass.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it. I mean, come on, we're having a party, for God's sake. This is our legendary Louisville Improvisers holiday / Christmas.
Let's just say holiday.
Yeah. Can
really?
We do that? Yeah.
You know, you guys, really? I'm getting voted down?
Yeah, you are.
I love Christmas.
I love Christmas, too, Chris. But that's why.
Yeah.
I think it's about you.
It's not your birthday.
No. Well, I celebrate it anyway. I get to have two birthdays every year.
The December 25th and November 5th?
Well,
spread them out, yeah?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I was... Yeah, anyway, that's fine, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just... Boy, this absinthe's really working.
Yeah.
I better pace myself. It's going to be a long night, man.
It's going to be a long night. We've got a lot of people coming.
Oh, I know. I've talked to, everybody. I said, you RSVP? And they go, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because they don't say yes on the Facebook event doesn't mean that they're not.
Right.
Right. I know. And I apologize because I got angry about that, you know, that other party we had. And, the Halloween party?
The Halloween party.
Yeah. Because.
Well, at least, you know, the West Louisville Boys Choir did show up for that one.
Well, they showed up, and, you know, thank God we had the money to pay them.
Yeah.
I mean, because that could have been really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Water under the bridge.
Under the bridge.
Hey, so Damaris is in the kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's been cooking up a special hummus.
Yep. Holiday hummus.
Holiday hummus.
It has peppermint in it.
Yeah.
Peppermint and garlic. You wouldn't think the two of them would go together well.
It's a marriage that you would not anticipate.
No.
Working
it's like
so magically.
It's the Hatfields and McCoys of hummus.
Yeah.
But all I know is that she was screaming bloody murder all morning long as soon as you brought her from the country house.
Well, it's because she was surprised at my gift.
Oh. No. Wait, I didn't.
You want to share it with us?
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, okay. Well, yeah. What'd you give her, bud?
Gift certificate?
Two. It's a homemade one, wasn't it?
No.
Come on. Stop busting my balls about that. I was working very hard.
She's still not going to have
for a back rub, you know, things like that. This entitles you to one special evening. Yeah.
And that's what she was screaming about?
Yeah.
All I heard was, what the fuck is this?
But you didn't see the tears in her eyes.
It could have, those tears could have gone either way.
Yeah. And that cut underneath your eye?
Yeah, what's with the shiner, bud?
I've walked into a door.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah. I fell off a swing.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, pick out the playlist, and I'll program it.
Yeah. Okay, because I've been shopping all day. I've been going to the record stores trying to get holiday music. I've got the Raycon of Singers.
Okay.
I've got the Zamfir Christmas album. Burl Ives.
You can't be. Nobody says Christmas more than Burl Ives.
No. Maybe Pete Seeger, but probably not.
You got them both, though.
Hey,
well,
I got.
Why be? You know, why? Yeah.
Did you get the Mike Curb Congregation one?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. And the good news is that we can still play 8-track, so
right
on for us.
Yeah. Yeah, Ronan was over to fixing. He was fixing the 8-track.
Oh, what, was
day.
He?
Yeah. I didn't know he did that.
Well, I know. I had no idea he was good with his hands.
He said he would come, but he wouldn't come to a Christmas party because, you know, he's a practicing Jew.
Does he actually practice?
Yeah.
I thought he was more of a self-hating Jew.
Isn't that practicing Judaism?
Well, you're point taken, my friend.
Well, he won't be here, but that's fine.
He won't be here. But he fixed the 8-track player. So
yeah, he fixed
good.
The 8-track player.
We got a hell of a group.
I think it pays off. You know, I mean, you know, the fact that we've been around this town for a long time, mm-hmm. and we've developed a lot of serious movers and shakers. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a busy year for us.
It's been a hell of a year.
Yeah. We've had a lot of special guests.
We've had just been possibly the best year in our group history, just in terms of community outreach. Anyway,
community outreach. Yeah, I still think our best year was 1977.
Well, that was. Boy,
that was something special.
That was the crest of the improv wave.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I mean, we're. Whew.
I love these stories.
Yeah. Well, you know, but that was a different time, and we were all kind of.
We were younger then,
and we were crazier.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, it was just we were all still drinking and doing.
Hey,
drugs.
I got you guys. I got your presents. I wanted to give them to you right now
before
the party because
now?
You're going to need them for the party. No. I'm not expecting you to give me anything, but you know, it's like my mom when we were kids. We'd always get that one present before we went over to somebody's house that you had to wear. So I got you both these vests, these Christmas vests that I made for you.
Oh,
I made them myself.
Actually, you didn't need to tell us that.
Oh, no, you made a little tag.
Go ahead.
A little.
Try them on.
A little name. Well, first of all, this is Brian, so here you go, buddy.
Yeah, that has the
B. Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong ones. Yeah.
Yours has a C on the.
I got a big C, and you got a big B.
D. It's a B.
Yeah, it's not a B?
No, it's a B.
Okay.
Was this a sort of a corduroy?
Yeah, it is corduroy. Yeah, actually, it was that, you know that corduroy suit of yours that you'd never wear anymore, that you don't fit into anymore?
Yeah, my confirmation suit?
Yeah, that's what I used. I used the material from that.
Oh.
Because remember, you gave it away. You showed us this summer when we were cleaning up in the manor. I was going to
give it to the flea market
people. Right, yep. The off-flea market people. Right, but then, and I said, I'll take it down there. Do you remember when I said that?
I remember
knew
clearly.
Even then, I said, this will make a great Christmas vest. So I did that then, and I've had it. And yours, Chris, do you see what the material yours is made out of?
Well, yeah. Wow, is that rayon?
It is rayon. You know how hard it was for me to find rayon?
Well, no. All I had to do was grab our curtains, okay?
Is that what you did?
You have been in the South Wing then lately.
Yeah. Dude.
There was a lot of sunlight in there?
Too much. I was doing yoga the other day, and I go, God, it seems awfully bright, but I didn't make the connection.
The whole best-shaped hole.
Well, yeah. I just thought, it seems like.
I just cut it out of there, yeah. I think because we need. You know, Brittany was in the other day.
Mm-hmm. Brittany?
Brittany, when she was cleaning.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wait. So you got her, No. You got her doing, answering phones and cleaning now?
Well, yeah.
Brittany with an I or IE?
No, the IE.
Oh, okay.
Oh, two different Brittany's.
Right. Yeah, okay, Brittany with an I. You fired her.
I didn't mean to.
Yes. Oh, you didn't?
I just said, get the fuck out of here.
That's what she told me. She came crying to me saying that Chris fired me. And I said, well, he's lord and master around here when it comes to personnel decisions.
No. I said, get the fuck out of here. And then she started crying.
You said it like that. I heard you.
Were you there? We were joking.
Yeah, it was good natured.
I felt it was. I felt like it was, I'm like.
Oh, God. Well, let me give it. I don't.
We need her.
I think she's sitting in her car right now, actually.
Good. Yeah.
Why don't I go get her?
Okay? Go get her. Because, we need to. Part.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Nope. All right.
Hey, put your vest on, Chris. You're going to wear it for tonight.
Yes.
Sure. You look great.
Thank you.
I'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
This is a piece of shit.
Jesus. I mean, if you're going to make this out
of. Yeah. It's like wearing a bunch of bumblebees, is what it feels like.
Yeah. My blind, drunk grandmother could do a better job than
feels
this.
Like razor blades in
I know.
This.
I mean, do you
feel
that?
It hurts to wear.
No. I think I'm bleeding.
It's made of asbestos. Yeah. This is hideous.
Is this the shit from the fucking attic?
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is going to give us both cancer.
Yeah. I'm wearing an asbestos sweater right now. Jesus.
Care, you're bleeding.
I told you, I felt like I was. I mean, it's like.
It's bleeding. You're bleeding right through your turtleneck.
I mean, I feel like I'm, I got the shroud of Taurine on. You know
what I mean? Well.
Oh, guys, hey.
Yeah.
Two things. One, Brittany's gone.
She took off? Well,
call her. I'll call her. I'm going to go call her. I'm going to go use the house line.
Yeah.
But here, I forgot to give you your Dickies that go with him.
Oh, boy. Sure, thanks.
Okay, I'll be back. I'm going to go call her.
Okay.
I'm going to wipe my ass with this.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Well, really, later on in the evening, when I'm really, really having a bowel movement that is beyond all understanding, I'm going to use this thing.
Right now, I've got a chest full of open wounds, so I don't.
You look like a leper.
I do look like a leper.
This is the worst. But he comes from a good place. He tries very hard.
And that's the thing about him, because he thinks he's doing you a favor. And
hideous. It's abusive.
But no, it's diabolical. I mean, because it's like, he's generous.
But do we want this? Do
no.
we receive this generosity?
You don't get credit for generosity when it's something nobody
when
wants.
When it's horrendous.
When it's an actual crime. Yeah. This is assault. This vest is an assault.
Speaking of salt, this cheese log is a little salty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Try it. Just break off a little piece so
okay,
the guests
break
don't
off a little
notice.
Bit. I mean, oh, geez.
Does it feel a little salty?
No, it does. It's too salty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I called her. And,
yeah, she coming back?
No, she's not coming back.
What do you mean she's not coming back?
She took a job.
In the 24 minutes since she left here, she got another job.
Yeah.
Where's she working?
For the mayor.
Well,
when he gets here.
That's good. Well, that's good. Well,
Clear it up when he gets here.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I saw him this morning at yoga. He's coming.
You did?
Yeah.
I saw him last night.
Did you? Where, the back door?
Yeah. He closed the place down again.
Yeah.
After we left?
Yeah, after you guys left. He came in. I want to say it's his bodyguard.
Yeah, okay.
But they're awfully chummy.
Oh,
But they came in. It was like 3:15. You guys left like at 3.
Yeah. I had to go. I had to be somewhere.
We had another place. Yeah,
we had another stop.
It was Denny's. That's all you were talking about from 12:30 on.
Hey, you know me when I've been drinking.
Yeah, Grand
it's
Slam.
What you crave Grand Slam moons over Miami.
Yeah.
Which is not on the menu anymore. We discovered last night.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was
order off the menu.
That's bullshit.
Well, I said moon. Yeah, I mean,
hey guys. Oh, I meant to tell you too. Don't eat the cheese log. This is the cheese. This is for the
deer.
No, the one that you're eating. This is not for humans.
But that,
it's
I
like
mean,
a salt
you know,
lick.
I was just yeah. going to say, as a matter deer. Of fact, a salt
yeah,
lick.
I was about to take that outside in the backyard because they're
for the dogs,
right?
Oh, wait a minute. Is this from Three Dog Bakery?
Yeah.
What the hell are we eating it for?
Why? It was silly in retrospect.
Okay.
Silly of us to put it out with everything
well,
else.
Well, Damaris didn't make it. You know that. She can't handle making cheese logs.
Well, it's beneath her.
Yeah.
It's beneath
her. She says, I'll drop one, but I won't make one.
She does say that.
Yeah. I know. I love that side of her. You know what I mean? Because she's so
yeah. You can leave
earthy.
Louisville, but Louisville
she's
will
so
never
earthy.
Leave you.
Yeah. She's a pretty TV girl, but get her off camera.
Well, what else do we have here on this spread?
Okay, so let me take that off the table. Yeah. There's the artichoke dip.
Okay, go. Well, our famous Louisville improvisers artichoke dip, which is available at Thornton's now.
Yes, it is. Thornton's is carrying it.
All right. Good. We got that.
Yeah. In the country kitchen part of Thornton's.
Hey, there's the country ham pate.
Oh.
I am really looking forward to that.
Oh, dude.
My mouth is watering for
no,
that.
No, it should. I've had several. I'm probably not going to eat dinner. Because
got
I've
the
had
Camelot buns again.
Oh, dude. Oh.
The Louisville tradition.
Okay, we're going to have sliders this year.
Yeah. No, they're coming in.
Yeah. We're going to have sliders with the.
Frank Ferris is bringing them in.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's coming. He's out of jail.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because, that's why he didn't call me.
Yeah, he was in jail. Didn't you see him when we were up there?
Well, no.
I had lunch with him one day.
Oh, my God, that was him.
Yeah.
That was him. Oh, Jesus.
And he still says that he did not burn that house down.
Well, if I was him, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, plausible deniability, man. Yeah. Well, you know what? That makes sense now. Because I think that's the only jail that had frickled pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Frank's coming.
Oh, so he's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's out and he's coming.
Time for the holidays.
And he's bringing Brenda.
Wow.
They're back together again.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. I mean, because you know what? I mean, teenage sweethearts.
God.
I mean, where are we going to put all the coats?
Well, yeah.
The West Wing.
Right, but who's? I mean, that's a long track.
Brittany.
Oh, you said she quit.
No,
the other one.
Oh,
IE.
Oh, the IE. Yeah.
I quit. IE is here.
All right. I quit. IE is here. Okay.
Yeah, right now she's doing.
She's going to take the coats.
Yeah, she's going to take the coats. Right now she's just finishing up the tax stuff.
Because right, you remember what happened to Barbara Sexton Smith's raccoon fur last year?
Yeah.
Dude, we're still paying that off.
No.
I mean, $30,000 for a fucking coat.
Well, he had some jack.
Well,
yeah.
I mean. Well, Lacey's coming, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming.
He's going to play Santa again for
okay,
us.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I mean...
He said something about wanting to do another monologue, though, from Henry Ford,
he's working his
two.
Way. He's working his way through the histories. Through
good.
The,
yeah.
Yep.
But the last thing I saw he did was great. It was fantastic. Yeah.
So, you know, and I did... I saw Barbara, and I told Barbara, no dead animals, please.
No.
You know, not after last year.
We can't afford them.
In her defense, she did skin it herself.
Well,
you can take the Kentucky out of people.
Well, I mean, good for her, but that doesn't actually explain the price tag then.
She values herself very highly.
I guess so. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, it was fine craftsmanship.
Retirement is really suiting her, I think. She seems much more relaxed.
I see her walking at the mall mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I never would have expected she to be one to wear one of those tracksuits.
Yeah, she does.
But she looks good.
She
looks
wears great. It well.
She's got that velour Adidas edition.
Opening shift at the Yankee Candle yesterday morning, I saw her.
You saw her?
Yeah.
You're still working there?
Wow,
dude.
This isn't forever.
No, but, you know, he is a Yankee.
Well, he is. Yeah, and I mean, this is a slow improv season. So
That's what I'm thinking. Right. I just want to maintain.
I think that's good.
I'm not looking for a free ride.
No.
You did for direct deposit, didn't you? Your check on that, and it's going.
I brought an avoided check.
And it's Loyal Improvisers.
It goes right into our account.
No, right into the big account.
Okay, good.
Okay, good, because, you know, I mean, you're still getting your allowance.
All is one.
Yeah.
You're still getting your allowance.
Yeah. No, that's easier for
Hey, us. And Chris and I were talking. We were thinking that maybe you can have a second room next year.
Why, did somebody move out?
You haven't...
You want to take this?
Well, I mean, it's kind of delicate.
Well, we got time. Nobody's coming for a little bit.
What?
Okay, well, yeah, it's, you don't.
Should I sit down?
Maisie passed away.
Aunt Maisie?
Aunt Maisie passed away.
Yeah. She did. In her sleep.
How long ago?
July?
I'm thinking July, maybe early August.
Right. Well, I was back from California.
Oh, you were back, so it would have been early August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She died. And here's it.
You're right.
Whose aunt was she? I mean, I
don't know.
I thought it was your aunt. But
we thought it was yours.
No.
She's not your aunt?
No.
God, I could have sworn she said that.
Yeah.
Why did we give her a fucking key?
Wait a minute. So she wasn't any of ours aunt.
Are you kidding me?
She just went by that. Like,
Auntie Mae?
Yeah, like Mame or
Maisie.
Maisie? Jemima.
Maisie.
God damn, she had the fake pearls and the sweaters and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, the perfume that, you know, still lingered a half hour after she left.
Yeah. I used to go up there every, 6 months or so. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And just we'd have
tea.
Yeah.
Right. I used to have tea with her, too.
And just listen to her stories.
Such her
a stories. Sage.
Yeah.
But she knew
so
a lot about
wisdom.
Relationship. Yeah. She was a sweetheart. I mean,
she was.
Here's the deal. Yeah.
And a very sexual being.
You know, at her age?
Yeah.
Which is
at any age.
Well, I think that's actually really the point.
Yeah.
I mean, she was sexy for any age. Because, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, she was anywhere from 50 to 85.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. You don't know with Asian people.
Mm-hmm. Can never really tell.
But,
well, she will be missed.
She will be greatly missed.
And
I want to raise the first toast tonight to
Let's
Aunt
Let's do
Macy.
That.
So anyway, you get a room. So you can...
Well, and it's right next door to yours.
Yeah.
So you can just...
So you can have two rooms.
Expand.
Well, we've already got them up there.
Is there stuff still there? Like the beaded curtains and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the canopy over the bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you
want
her bed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think she said it came from...
Stewart's, downtown at 4th Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
I mean, she said she bought it in 1947.
That's about right. It looked like a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked old. Mm-hmm. And it was weird that she came.
Strapped her back. I can see her coming up the driveway.
Yeah.
Like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That strapped to her back.
I just thought, who's got the mule?
Yeah. Right. And so she wasn't your aunt.
No. No.
Well, I just thought that was, okay, well, she's not mine.
Mm-mm.
And she's definitely not yours?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
This absinthe is really good.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
I hope you don't mind. I finished it.
No, that's good. Pace yourself. I'm slowing down, dude, because I want to make it for the. Okay, wait. It's getting late. It's like almost 7.
Yeah.
This
Well, yeah. Well, I said 6 to question mark on the invitation.
Oh, okay.
Six,
okay.
So
they should be showing up any moment.
Show up.
Yeah.
Hey, Don's coming.
Don?
Yeah, Don.
Oh, Don. Don G.
Don G's coming.
Good.
She got back to me finally.
Oh, did she? I mean, oh, Dawn's so sweet. Yeah.
She is, you know, she's good people.
She's excellent people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, she livens up any room and any party.
Any party.
God, I love her. And then we got any of the weather guys coming?
Belsky.
Belsky's coming?
Right, Belsky's coming. And Milosevic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Vladimir?
Milosevic.
He's on, the Channel 32.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you meant the dictator. Because I thought we took him off the mailing list.
Not after last time.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Slobodan?
Okay. Yeah,
Slobodan, yeah. No, this
I'm
is
like,
this
dude.
Is Matt Milosevic.
Okay, dude, you need to put the fucking goat down.
Well, you know, the worst part about it, when he showed up, because all of Michelle's friends, all the Bosnians, they all ran out the back door.
But he single-handedly slaughtered our petting zoo.
Yeah. What, food good?
Yeah, it's like, dude, we already have goat on the grill. We don't need another one.
It's not 92 in Sarajevo anymore.
Not anymore. No. But yeah, that guy was a fucking hothead anyway.
Yeah.
So
Matt's coming.
Matt. Oh, okay. And now is Michelle coming?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is the biggest part of the year.
Yeah, she never comes. You know that.
I know, but I mean,
she's still not talking to you.
God. Jesus. It's been like 8 years.
I know. Hey, that woman can hold a grudge.
Yeah. She's still married to you.
Yeah. I think there's a cut in there, but I'm not really sure.
I don't know. We're searching for it.
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's great. But
yeah, what about Denise?
Yeah, she's not coming.
Huh.
Yeah.
She say why?
Well, I don't know, dude. It's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know if she was talking specifically or generally, but she said, I hate those people. So... I've learned after 20 years of marriage not to push that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, honey, okay, well, I have to go.
Right.
You don't have to.
Okay.
All right. Well, so there are two who won't be here.
Right. Yeah. But
everybody else is showing up.
No, I mean, this is more of a business thing, and this is why
Christy Brown's coming, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw her, when I was walking around the...
Resurfaced?
Yeah.
Because she's still crying that she didn't get that building built there?
Yeah. Oh, no, dude, that's why I ran into her downtown.
Yeah.
She was just staring at the facade.
Right.
You still go down there?
Resurfaced ended in October.
I thought it was a year-round thing. I was down there anyway. I went to the bat factory. I got a couple of bats.
Yeah. Again?
Is that what you're giving out again?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Every year you give out bats.
Seven.
And you give out the rejects. You go into the dumpster behind the place.
They are barely noticeable.
Oh, my God. Mine had a right hook in it.
Well, it's also used for
You ever
cricket.
Try to hit a curve with that?
That's the whole point. The ball is curving. The bat's curving. They meet in the middle. Jesus, maybe it's your fucking swing.
That's what my wife says.
But no, we got... Okay. Yeah, we got Denny Crumb's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Denny's coming.
Is he bringing her?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dude, really, you need to get over it.
I can't help it.
She got the job, you didn't.
I know.
Move on.
Well, you know, it's like when she went to Westport in high school, and she was like all Miss Westport, and I remember that because I used to hang out over there even though I didn't go there. And
I know. After a while.
She never lets me forget it.
That you weren't Mrs.
Westport? That I didn't go to Westport with her.
Yeah, but that's a Louisville thing. Nobody else gives a shit.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's okay.
Exactly. I've been here, 16, 17 years. It doesn't mean shit to me.
I know.
The only time I ever ended up on Westport Road is by accident.
Literal. It was a literal accident. I remember we had to come get you.
But
wait, who the fuck knew?
Laura's coming, though.
Laura?
Yeah.
Shine.
Oh, good.
She's going to DJ?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to DJ the party again?
She's going to spin it, yeah.
She's going to spin it?
And hopefully she's not going to turn it into a, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like she did last year?
I mean, a little bit of that stuff goes a long way.
A long way.
All right? It's not, you know, it's like, it's not our demo, man. You know what I mean? It's just not, we don't need to be playing that kind of, you know, house music.
Right.
It's kind of old, been done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to do it like, you know, 12, 1 o'clock after.
I know, and that just, yeah. she brought some really weird music last year, didn't she?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. And those glow necklaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's right. Like, I mean, like, not everybody here is on ecstasy.
Right.
No.
She was, though, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was. I think that's,
she was. Matt Wallace was.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude. I mean, that was like the Matt Wallace you never see.
And until
Tom Owen.
Until what? Tina Joe came in and drug him out of there by his hair.
Oh.
No, dude.
Remember that?
Yep.
And he just laughed the whole time.
We all did.
Yeah, we did.
That was good. And then all of a sudden he started doing some limericks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, really?
I had to tell you, though.
Oh, Tom. Did Tom Owen. Sorry.
Yeah,
dude.
Tom Owen.
He
yeah.
RSVP?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I
got the bike rack ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I moved it up front.
And he's going to stay and pick up the trash, too.
Okay, cool. Cool. Good. What were you going to say?
Will's coming. And Will's bringing his band, and they're going to set up in the South Wing this year.
Oh, is he? Is he bringing the band?
He's bringing the whole band.
I mean, that's great.
They flew back. They had a gig last night at The Hague.
That's like 45 people.
Yeah. But
are you talking about the orchestra?
Right, they played that. Yeah, they played the
Will Oldham Orchestra.
Yeah, and they're coming. They should be arriving at. He rented a private 747 for him.
Of course, he did.
Right, because he said, "I'm not going to miss this fucking party."
Okay. Because I was like, "Look, dude, we get it."
Mm-hmm.
That's. I don't lie to him. I mean, that's the thing about him. Our relationship is great. If we can be honest.
Yeah.
I said, it hurts that you can't be here, but I understand.
No, I really wasn't supposed to tell you, but I knew that if you wandered in South Wing and you heard him playing, you would first come after me, so, you know.
No, I mean.
Hey, wait a minute, guys.
What?
What?
You took off your vests.
We're going to save them for the party.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Dude.
It's warm by the fire.
Yeah, I mean, right here by the fireplace.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
a
television.
Well, no, it's radiating heat.
It's an LCD. Something.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, yeah. Okay, it's a fire.
Okay.
Fire.
Okay. I get it.
We established it as a fire.
Okay, so fire heat. It's going to be – I'm actually looking forward. A lot of times
– Are you going to dance this year?
Probably.
Right.
Little.
Give the people what they want.
Let's just say, my friend, if the people want me to, I will.
I for one, want you to.
Dude, I can't believe I'm not dancing now.
You know, the video went viral last year.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Video? Wait. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, there was the security camera. Someone, someone must have made off with it at the end of the night.
Okay, that was a private dance for our selected guests.
Well, it got 3 million hits. Right, it was a little bit below Matt's kids.
Oh.
Way below Matt's kids.
Way below.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? I mean,
and on a very different site.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't on YouTube.
Oh, it's not?
No.
No, you won't find it there.
Well, okay, that explains why this is the first I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Is there something I should know?
You'll never
find it. It's not even on a part of the internet you are aware of.
Okay.
Yeah, the dark web.
Yeah.
No, dude. Who, was it one of you bastards?
No. No, I promise.
Yes, it
you.
Was. It was Brian.
Was it the whole dance?
Yeah.
Really?
Once your pants
Whole selections.
Well, I mean, you got it from the beginning. Well, okay, here's the deal. I mean, sure, I'm I mean, that's embarrassing, but I mean, it's certainly, when it comes to this dance, context is everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I showed enough of it so it wasn't taken out of context.
Okay.
Plus, he used different music.
Well, I couldn't get the rights to.
Right.
Oh, no. Really?
No, but Guns N' Roses is very particular about what.
Yeah, so we couldn't use the Guns N' Roses. Axl wouldn't let us use his music for that.
Oh, so, yeah, but the whole point is it's November Rain. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, why is that guy peeing over everything?
November Rain. If you're playing a different fucking song, it doesn't make sense.
Well, you...
Okay.
Well, fine, but you'll do it again this year.
Well,
the
thing about it was is that I thought that Love is a Seventh Wave worked really well.
Do you want a few of these Swedish meatballs?
I do.
I'm getting peckish.
I'm getting peckish because, I mean...
Okay, here's
people should have. People should have showed up by now.
Yeah.
Let me text Mayor Jerry.
Oh, somebody's texting us.
Is it Jerry?
Who is it?
Oh, no, it's my wife, Michelle. Can you pick up a can of dog food at CVS?
Wait, you're staying at home today?
No.
She thinks you're coming home?
Or no, I got to go do that right now. Okay?
Oh.
But, well,
I'll be right back.
I guess
people are going to wonder.
I mean, it's not good if our Louisville improvisers are having a party and
we're down an improviser.
No, I'll be right back.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. No, have I ever left you guys in the lurch?
Just go to the CVS next door.
Yeah. I am. That's what I mean.
Yeah. You don't need to.
And then I'm gonna get Brittany to take it over to Michelle.
Okay, good. Because you know the greeting circle.
To be followed by the
let it be unbroken.
And, yeah,
I mean,
okay. Let me go tell Brittany. I'll be right back.
Tell her. Yeah. Okay.
I am sick of this.
I mean, it's like we got to do everything.
Seriously, I thought no wives. She's never crept into the conversation.
No. And she
and it's been a year. We never heard the woman's name.
No. Now, all of a sudden, now she's like all the time, Michelle. Yeah. In one fucking night. Yeah. I just assumed they were divorced.
I assumed we just didn't talk about these women. Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time? I mean, the only time I bring up Denise is when you guys mention her.
Right.
Hey, Denise is here.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah. I just saw her at the front door.
She hates parties.
I know. So I told her that Scout needed some food, the dog food, and she said, I'll do it. And so she's gone.
Hey, so she's owe me.
No,
well, that's the thing. You know, you mentioned a dog in need, and she's on top of it. That's
so
great.
She's gone. She's going
to
get.
So Denise is going
to
do it?
No. So Denise went to CVS to get some dog food, and then she's going to go take it over to Michelle's.
Here's the deal, dude. She's probably not going to CVS. I mean, she doesn't. She would never serve a dog.
Okay. Well, that's CVS. Even better.
I think she's probably going to the dog food emporium.
Okay.
I mean,
the one next door.
Well, the one,
other
next, one
on the other side of CVS.
Yeah. No, it's the one on the other side of the carpet factory. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to text her. Yes, Denise is on her way over.
All right, good.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Well, did she say why she was here?
Well, she had a suit, and I don't know why.
Oh.
I mean, you're wearing your suit and you're going to put on the vest. I don't know why she would bring another suit.
Yeah, I actually texted her while you were...
For church tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Well, no. Denise,
are you still cantering?
I haven't been, but Denise said they missed me, and they're kind of...
This time of year, I'd want to hear you.
Well, she finally got the priest to entertain the idea of going in a different direction.
Okay.
So apparently, I didn't know, but apparently it came through. If she brought me my pastor suit, then
great.
Hell yeah.
Are you're giving out communion and everything?
Oh yeah. The wine.
The wine?
Yeah. I still got the wine in my trunk.
Remember, more for them than you.
Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely. So that'd be great.
So that's what the suit is for. Okay.
Yeah. I'm cantering tomorrow morning, but I mean, guys. It's getting later and later. I mean, should I be worried?
No, I think you're overreacting.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I heard from Todd Brashear. He can't make it.
Okay. Well, yeah, Todd.
He has another Slint reunion.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, the movie came out.
Yeah.
And then I think the DVD came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they're going to play a one-off gig.
Yeah.
Which is going to be streamed online to 12 people.
But yeah. They're all hardcore fans.
Well, yeah. I mean, I love Todd. I just talked to Todd the other day.
Yeah.
He didn't even mention it.
And he said he couldn't come.
Well, okay. I understand. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's going to be more lasagna for us.
Okay. I just, he was going to bring the movies.
No, he brought the movies. He dropped them off.
Oh, I thought he texted you. Oh, no, he dropped them off and
yeah,
he left.
Yeah, he dropped them off. That's when he told me.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, come on. The guy always comes through.
Yeah, well, hold on. I just got a text from Gil Holland.
Okay.
Okay,
that's long.
It is long. Well, it's upsetting. He's developing another area of town.
And he can't make it?
He can't make it. He's moved on from Portland.
Does he mention...
Now that we're all out here, he's...
Does he mention what area?
Yeah, it's out he's southwest Louisville. It's in between... He's developing a new place, Artist Colony, out by... Rubbertown and Lake Dreamland.
Yeah.
Right on the river.
An Artist Colony on the river. Wow.
Yeah. Right between Rubbertown and... I love that part of town.
I know you do. You spend a lot of time out there, don't you?
I do. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my latest one-man show, I mean, I researched after going out, you know, because there was a Superfund site out there.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm the only native here, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I do a lot of research. You know that. You know, you guys know that from my shows.
Well, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
No, we know.
Okay, so this is called Toxic Mama. Uh-huh. It's about a woman and her children.
Wow, and that's a one-man show? That'd be really good.
All right. Well, maybe do a little something for the guests later.
Can you do it? Why don't you do something right now for us?
Well, no. I was waiting for... let me just work up to... Let me have more absence. Yeah, it was about a woman and her children, and I played everybody.
Hey, I've got one more thing for you.
Yeah.
Here's that bottle of Galliano.
Oh.
Okay. Just pour it into the punch bowl.
That's a sherbet punch.
But it's fine.
With Galliano in it?
I'm sorry. Speaking of Louisville native, you know, think outside the box, man.
Oh, okay, well.
This is a fucking international.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I got something stuck in my throat.
Yeah, I thought it was like the fucking COPD was acting up again. Yeah, I thought you were going to have to hide
it
them.
It is.
I'm going to blow out these candles.
Blow them out.
Because I feel, they're melting down, and that's kind of depressing.
No, I mean, that's, okay.
I'm going to take the roast out of the oven, too.
Take
I don't
it
want
out.
To
take
burn
it out.
You just want to go talk to Damaris.
Just leave me alone.
She's
got a restraining order on him.
Yeah, but she still works here.
I know, but she's got a restraining order on him.
Well, like fucking 5 feet? What, I mean, how can you...
3.5.
3.5 feet? Restraining order?
Yeah, he can't look at her in the face.
Okay. Well...
That's part of it.
Okay. Well...
He told me about it, but he didn't want you to know about it because he's a little worried.
Well, what? Why would he be worried?
Well, because he knows how you are about restraining orders and anytime court judgments are
involved. It does bring up some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does bring... You know, and I haven't seen the kids. Okay, so it is, especially during the holidays, it's upsetting.
Right. I mean, she can get in his face and punch him. He can't just. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, dude, really?
Uh-huh.
A door?
A door, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like,
somebody was a door.
She'd already carved it up. She'd already carved the roast.
Okay, well, then all right.
I told him.
It's fine,
cool,
dude.
I told him.
I know about the restraining order, dude. It's all right.
Which one?
Damaris's
one.
Yeah, the 3.5 feet.
Oh, no, that's, I'm finding there's a lot you can do in 3.5 feet.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, you can practically breathe on somebody.
Oh, practically.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the pot, it's all sliced up, so we'll just have sandwiches later.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, well, let me text him. I'm worried.
Who are you texting now?
I'm texting Tom Jurich.
What? Belk Bowl committee meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
Tonight of all nights?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. Fuck him. I got Pacino and Petrino.
The group message?
Yeah.
Well, we got a thread going.
Yeah.
We got a thread going. Okay. Ditch PTs, come to the party first.
Don't say ditch.
Don't say ditch.
Don't say ditch.
Yeah, don't say ditch to Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And ditch
don't
the
say
inter-
banquette, too.
Yeah. Meet you. Yeah. We got a booth. Okay, and then I got, Bobby Holzclaw's coming.
Oh.
But she's going to be late. She's doing a kind of a healing service at the Farnsley Mormon house.
Okay. Again?
Again. I don't know if it's for her. Okay. This is actually... Everybody keeps flaking out on us.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are they saying?
Well, she said, love to be there. Can't wait to see you. And then she says, XOXO, I might not make it.
All right. Well,
I mean, don't think anybody's coming, guys.
That's horrible. What are we going to do with all this
tradition?
Dip? I mean, do people not, you know, if the Louisville Ballet has a party, do people, you know, cancel at the last minute?
No, they just do it and pretend it never happened.
Right. Yeah. And then if the orchestra has a party, do they just not come?
Right.
No.
No.
The Fund for the Arts?
No.
No. The mayor? No. God, I don't know. This is kind of fucking...
Well, guys, we can have fun.
Well, we can still have a party.
Yeah. Just stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
You want?
I'm just going to finish this absinthe.
Just use the bottle.